Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello everyone, welcome to Caravan of Garbage, where we look at a thing, sometimes it's terrible, sometimes it's the greatest comic ever written.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to hearing about a terrible comic book.
Well, Mason,
I hadn't finished. Go ahead.
You'll be shocked to know that what we're looking at this week, I think, is a fantastic comic. Maybe because it's one of the... It's when I started to get into comics properly. I think you lent me a copy of this. It's three issues.
Yeah.
The first Batman v Predator series... I say V now. It's Versus.
It's Versus.
Batman v Superman has ruined Versus for me, Mason.
It's the only thing it's ruined.
That's right. This was in the era, though, where Predator was pretty much fighting everyone, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
You couldn't stop him. This he was fighting Popeye. No, he wasn't. I opened with
he
an
was
example.
Fighting
that wasn't
Woody
true.
Woodpecker. He was fighting Steamboat Willie.
That's right.
He was fighting that wolf that... It sees a pretty lady and its eyes go into hearts and then the mouth opens and the tongue rolls out on the table.
Yeah, Leary Wolf.
Nah, but he was. Because this was the year where Dark Horse Comics got the Alien license and the Predator license and then went, hey, Alien versus Predator. And that blew up and then they're like, we should just verse everybody.
Let's just do everybody all the time.
Get all licenses, verse everything.
There's Batman versus aliens and Superman versus aliens and Superman versus aliens versus Predator.
Robocop versus the Terminator.
That's it. They did them all.
Mm-hmm.
And then some. Anyway, this one opens with a boxing championship title fight in Gotham. Two of the men fighting, Mason.
Yes. You're
never going to believe this. They've both got mob bosses on their side. So it's basically two warring mob families.
Oh, does that happen a lot, I wonder?
Yeah, I guess it does. Going against each other. And cut to a man watching this in a trailer park.
A man?
His dog starts barking, goes outside, gets killed. He's like, what's going on? He gets the old three predator dots. Boom, he's dead. You know when you get the three dots. Probably bad news. Not always. Generally, it's
give me an example when it isn't.
There's one in this comic.
Oh, okay, right.
So we'll get to it.
Oh, when he gets the three predator dots and he hears the bang and then he's delivered a present.
That's right.
I remember that. You remembered my birthday, Predator.
So the Predator notes on the television that who the boxing winner is, the grand champion. He kind of takes a mental note of that.
Uh-huh.
So what he does, he goes to the boxing champion's celebration that he's having with his wife. He's lying in bed with his wife. He's having a bloody great old time. He's like, I'm a good boxer and good on me. And we're married.
Dear, you are a good boxer. Good on you.
He's really
when
good.
We are married, you're correct.
So the Predator crashes through the roof, nets him up. It's the cutty net.
Yeah,
so you know he's
in
trouble.
Yeah.
Slices him to the bone.
This movie, this comic's quite grisly, if I recall.
It is.
Especially for a Batman property.
And it's also not just a Predator comic, because a lot of this is mob boss stuff.
Yeah, right.
And there's a lot of confusion about what's going on. I think that's what sets it apart, because there is the ultimate showdown between Batman and Predator. It's not all the way through. They space it out enough. Anyway, Bruce Wayne is canoodling with gangsters, right? In the high society. Because he likes to know what's going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But he looks up and he sees the bat signal and he's like, I'm not Batman, but I'm leaving.
For unrelated reasons. Probably to do with crime, which I like. I mean, I like the crime you guys are doing, but there's probably more better crime somewhere else. So I'm going to go to that.
I'm going to do that.
But you guys keep doing crime and telling me about the crime.
Please
And then
do.
I'll compare and contrast. And later in the week, I'll come back to you and tell you who's doing the better crime.
So he goes off.
I'm not Batman.
He goes to the crime scene. And it's a disaster, Mason. There's blood everywhere. There's bodies strung up. It's no good. Everyone thinks it's a mob hit. right? Mm. Batman says, well, it seems like, you know, it's open season.
So he's changed to Batman in this.
Yeah, he's Batman. So he doesn't just turn up as Bruce Wayne.
What's this crime scene all about, Commissioner Gordon? It's me, Playboy Bruce Wayne.
But the Predator, though, he's watching, right? And he's kind of, you can see him taking an interest. He's like, who's this bloody
Is he using the thermal vision or not?
He's using the thermal vision. Nice. Anyway, so he goes to the other boxer, Batman does, and he's all, hey, was this you guys? You've been doing good crimes, tell me. And so they set some boxes
and they're like, we ain't telling you, Batman, because we know you don't like crime. If we were going to tell anybody about crime, we'd tell Bruce Wayne. And then Batman's like, yes.
So he beats up some fighters or whatever. Nice. He leaves. The Predator's still watching. And then Bruce is contemplating at home. He's like, what's happening here? He goes, yeah, he knows he's figured a few things out. He knows he's heavy. He knows he's surgical. And he knows he's probably not an alien. He doesn't say that.
Probably a fat surgeon.
That's right.
It's probably a fat surgeon, right?
That's it. But he looks up again. Bat signals in the...
It's probably the Chunky Chopper. You know, Batman's nemesis,
the Chunky Chopper.
Yeah.
Bat signal goes off. He presumes it's the Chunky Chopper. Off he goes. The Predator, though, he's murdered the other boxers, which he just visited, and a bunch of mobsters around them. There's a blind guy there, though, who was ignored. And he goes, hey, the Predator said, I mean, whatever happened, something said to me, open season. Yeah. And the weird thing was, it sounded just like you, Batman. Oh. And Batman's like, but I'm fairly confident I didn't do all these murders.
Maybe Bruce Wayne did these murders.
He loves crime. Mm. Then the Predator shoots the blind guy, which is kind of out of character, I feel.
No, it isn't. I don't think it is. I know what you're talking about, but I feel... What the Predator is known for is pretending to be a good sport, but not actually being a good sport.
Being a terrible sport.
It's always like, yeah, I'll fight you one-on-one. Oh, you've defeated me. Well, I'm going to blow up this whole bloody town. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You're not wrong. Mm. Anyway, Predator then, after shooting the blind guy, he lines up Batman with the three dots, but he doesn't shoot.
Yeah, because he wants to fight him hand-to-hand.
That's right.
That's why.
And then Batman is all, I understand these rules. I think. I'm fairly confident. Anyway, so he finds some rust flakes and he goes to investigate a junkyard, which he's pretty confident they're from. And meanwhile, the mob bosses are in meetings and they're like, who's killing all the men? Who's doing all these murders? Tell me what's happening here.
Who's he talking to?
They're talking to each other. Oh. That's a conversation that was happening. Those were two different characters.
Oh, I see. Right.
I was using the theater of the mind. Did that not work very well? It's going to help with pictures.
It'll help with pictures. We'll put some pictures in.
Anyway, the Predator busts in. He's invisible and he's got a lot of space weapons.
Again, poor sport.
Poor sport. He just kills all of them, right? Batman swoops in. Predator rears up. He's going to kill him. Then he's blasted with a shotgun out the window by one of the mob bosses.
Probably Sal Maroni.
Probably was. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was. No. Batman realizes...
Probably...
Matches Malone.
No. No. I can't think of another one.
That's
though.
Okay.
So yes.
Batman realizes he's bleeding, you know, because he's got that green blood. And he follows him to the junkyard and he finds the remains of a bunch of people. He finds like the hands of the boxers or whatever. Predator shows up. They tussle. Batman gets
trounced.
Trounced is what you're looking for. I mean, he drops a bunch of junk on him from a magnet, but Batman gets like stabbed and blasted and he's down. He's in real bloody trouble, mate. So what he does, he signals the Batmobile and it rolls in, knocking the Predator out of the way. He's about to get in the car and escape. Then he gets stabbed again. But then he's out of there.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
He makes it out of there. Then the Predator murders some other mob guys. That's fine.
Sure, yeah. I mean, if he's not doing anything else, he's like, well, I blocked out this afternoon for killing Batman, but if he's not around, I guess I'll kill everybody else.
Do something. So they fire up the bat signal again to bring Batman down, but he's a no-show. So they cut to Bruce Wayne.
Because he's a coward, probably.
He's a coward, probably. But they cut to Bruce Wayne, and he's just fucked up. Like, full body cast.
That's weird. What was he doing? Do you think he was skiing?
He might have been skiing.
He's probably skiing, yeah. That's what they do, isn't it? Billionaires.
They name his injuries. Deep puncture wounds, extensive lacerations, third-degree burns, severe concussions. Just concussion? Can concussions be plural?
I don't think it can. I think that's concussion. Probably a typo.
Concussion. No, that's on my behalf. No, there's no typo. I just said concussions.
Let's say there's a typo.
Anyway, so they kill, Predator kills another mobster. They call Batman again. It's been a week. He doesn't answer. Gordon then, Commissioner Gordon calls Alfred. And Alfred's like, can I help you? And Gordon's like, oh, I just thought that maybe Bruce Wayne might know where Batman is. And Alfred's like, nah, Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne likes crime. Master Bruce likes crime. He doesn't like the reverse of crime. Does he know anything,
What's
Commissioner
wrong with
Gordon?
You?
Yeah. You silly man.
But he goes, nah, Bruce Wayne's not here anyway. He's bloody, he's out of town.
Probably skiing.
He's injury free, out of town skiing. That's right. Yeah. So Gordon goes on TV and he's like, hey, Batman, there's a lot of people dying. Why don't you get your dumb ass into the city and help us out? But the newscaster reports Batman has deserted Gotham. And then you see it, like a picture of the Predator, and he's got his hands up. You know, he does that thing.
He goes, ah!
Yeah, he goes, oh, I've done it! I'm the Predator!
Success arms! Yay! Yeah, I get it.
Yay!
Also, bloody thanks for nothing, Gotham City. Mm. You know what I mean? You're welcome for all the times I've saved the city.
Yeah, exactly.
You abandon me now. I mean, I've beaten Egghead. I've beaten Crazy Quilt. I've beaten all the greats. No respect. You get beaten by the Predator once.
That's a big jump. Imagine fighting Egghead and then you have to fight the Predator.
Do you mean Batman or me? Do I?
Either. Whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
either way, it's kind of a jump.
I feel like
you
could probably beat Egghead.
I could probably beat Egghead.
Yeah. So anyway, Batman calls Gordon. He's like, listen, I'm fine. He's not. He's in real bad shape. But he goes, the killer, I don't think he's off this world.
Ooh.
I mean, obviously, because...
You should call some space cops.
Also, you saw him. He attacked you. He was right there. He's clearly an alien.
He's got
man.
Green blood.
That's it, yeah. So he goes, but you're next, Gordon. You're probably next on the list for some reason. I know that.
Because you're an old guy.
That's right. So
it goes, world's greatest non-powered vigilante. Some old dude. I think he'd fight Superman.
Yeah, you think he would. So there's a knock at the door. It's the Predator. He's nearly going to kill Gordon, but then...
He knocked at the door.
There's a knock at the... Yeah, something like... There's like, he hears a noise or whatever. Uh-huh. And then another officer shoots...
Dun, 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 dun.
Another officer shoots him.
Oh, shaving a haircut to bits.
That's it. And then Batman and the Predator have a phone conversation.
Ooh.
Somehow. They talk to each other. I can't remember what's said, but it's probably like... Come and fight me so I can throw my arms up. Yeah, that's right. Batman, though, he's all in now. He's like, now I'm ready. I'm ready to do this. Alfred says to Batman, look, your eyesight's really bad. It's mostly not there. You have a concussion. You've got multiple injuries. But Batman's
so
like...
so many concussions. Yeah.
Upwards of two. But he goes, Batman's like, I got some tech. I'll be fine. I got a good feeling about this in general.
So I can't see what I'm putting on, but I'm pretty sure some of this will be useful.
So he goes to the GCPD rooftop. It's mostly to show off his sweet new armor.
Oh my God,
you remember
so
the
good.
Armor?
Yes.
It's got no eyes. It's all metal and
armored. So
it's crazy. I really like it.
I feel it's Dark Knight Returns inspired, but it's also its own thing.
Yeah.
It's sweet as.
But it's weird because it doesn't have eyes. I guess it's got some kind of infrared setup or whatever.
I think it's got ultrasound.
Like
a bat.
Okay, like a bat. That makes sense. Anyway, so the cops are there and they're like, fucking good luck, idiot, with your eyeless suit.
Batman, you think you're going to come out the better out of this, but mate, you haven't put any eye holes in it, all right? Mate.
How'd you even get here?
Mate, what are you doing? Did you put that on up here? Mate.
But he can see, the Predator rolls up and they tangle on the roof and the armor can deflect the Predator's lasers and he stabs the Predator in the shoulder. There's a whole lot going on. They tumble down onto the street. Predator calls Batman a loser.
Oh,
but
what?
Then after he says that, he gets hit by the Batmobile again, which is pretty good.
Yeah,
and Batman takes off on the car and the Predator's on the roof. This is the brawl, basically.
Yeah.
It's a great brawl.
Oh,
I recommend
so
it. Not being in it, you'll die.
I will absolutely die. So, I can survive a brawl with Egghead, but this is the best. I can't do this.
Most certainly not. Anyway, so they stop for a bit.
Orange slices.
That's right.
Hang on. Wait, just a minute. All right, hang on.
So Batman uses the lots of bats trick. You know,
oh, he's so good at that.
He loves that, doesn't he?
At what point do you feel this is cheating?
For who? Which one?
For Batman.
No, at no point.
Okay, all right.
I think it's fine. I think with the Predator, it's fair game.
It's all fair game. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess his line is if his suit just had a gun in it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably it. Yeah.
I guess that would be, yeah. So, but anyway, he drops him into the Batcave and he locks him into a cage and it's like titanium bars or whatever. And he's like, now you just see out your bloody days here. But the Predator sets off his bomb and Batman hears the ticking or whatever, or the bleep blooping.
Was he just going to let him die? Just rot there for
100 years? I don't know what his plan was.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
You know, but Batman's like, well, that looks bad. That looks like a bomb probably. So I guess I'll just let him out and we'll continue to fight. So he'll turn off his bomb. So he lets him out. They're in the Batman. Batman cave now.
Yeah, the Batman cave, yeah. Uh-huh.
The hunter's on, Mason. Who's hunting who? They're just hitting each other. It's not really each other, yeah. It's mostly yeah, yeah. just hitting uh-huh. each other, yeah, yeah.
At this point, they're bloody exhausted. They've both been hit by swords and cars, you know?
And lasers and
nets.
Oh, my
God.
Batman, though, he gets pinned under his giant penny, right?
Yeah, right.
So he's
right,
stuck
right.
there. Yeah. He's about to be gutted.
You've heard about being hoisted on your own petard, but imagine being pinned by your own penny. Very embarrassing for you.
We hear like a hum off panel.
Is it? Would you say it's a British hum?
It's a very much so a British
hum. The most British hum there is.
So Alfred's standing there. He's got an old timey gun.
It's a blunderbuss.
It is a blunderbuss. He bloody kablam says the text. Yep. Those are the exact words. It's got three A's, but two of them are
kablam.
Together. It's a big kablam. Gets him real good. So he grabs Alfred and he's about to kill Alfred, but Batman had tranked him a couple of times, so he's all woozy and hazy.
Yeah,
this is where it gets a bit cheating, I guess, if they had to pick a point. He's got a whole lot of horse tranquilizer in him. So Predator stumbles out of the house and Batman takes off his helmet and he's like, oh no, I've got this. Let me just grab my most powerful weapon. And he takes a wooden baseball bat.
Oh, that's right.
And he follows the Predator outside and just
wallops
him yeah.
with a baseball bat. That's great stuff.
It's brutal. Mm. He's completely got the upper hand. He's pretty much won the fight. There's a big light in the sky, though.
Uh-huh.
It's an alien ship. It's the Predator ship. They come down. 8 Predators march out. Bruce Wayne's bat. Wait, Bruce Wayne bat? Wait a minute.
What? Bruce Wayne's friends with Batman?
So they grab Bruce Wayne and they pull him aside and they're like, just watch this. It's okay. Predator.
just quiet word, mate. Come here, mate. Just look, our mate's had a few.
Yeah, you need to see this, right?
You should probably check
so this. So the Predator kills itself on a sweet pirate sword or something. It's a sword from the past. And they're like, here, Batman, you get this sword. Well done on whatever happened here.
Yeah. So, yeah. We're going to presume you're the winner
yeah.
of this. Debacle, we're going to call it.
We'll call it a debacle. There's a mutual understanding, I guess. You know, they're kind of like it's a bit of a pat on the back for Batman because he's pretty good.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And then
good
they,
stuff, buddy.
They bail.
Yeah, nice.
They're out of there. And then Batman is all, they're not coming back. You know, I killed their champion. I'm the best. I'm the best guy. They know that there's someone here protecting Gotham. Though there's at least 2 sequels to this comic.
Absolutely is, yeah.
Yeah, which I haven't read, but presumably they're not as good as this, because this is great.
It's really good.
Yeah. And Alfred says something like, it's a hunter's moon or something. And
Batman's like, shut up, Alfred.
It's a great
nothing.
Comic.
It is, it really is.
I think what it comes down to is it's more than just a tussle. And when they get to the tussle, it's fantastic.
For sure.
Yeah. Anyway, this has been Caravan of Garbage.
Oh, what?
It's not always garbage. It's always a Mason.
No.
Sometimes it's a great comic. We do these every Tuesday. If you've got something to recommend, please do. It can be a comic. It can be a TV show. It can be a movie. It can be a video game. Be whatever you want.
A board game.
It can't be a board game.
It could be a board game. We could make that happen.
We might be able to do that. Yeah.
No shots of our faces, though. Just a lock camera on a board game on a floor and just hands rolling dice.
Sounds great.
And swearing from off camera. That's what we're going to do. I'm excited for it.
Me too. There's also a video version of this if you want to check that out, which I'd highly recommend.
Ooh.
Yeah. Also, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. That comes out every morning. It might be a little fun thing you'd like
you said
to listen to.
It comes
to.
Out every morning.
Every
I just
Monday
want to be clear,
morning.
It doesn't come out every morning.
It comes out every morning if you only wake up on a Monday.
It's pretty grim. That's but it's not untrue, is it?
It's not untrue. Mm-hmm. But thanks for listening to this.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.